fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 15th day of January, year of our Lord 2020. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that if your children and grandchildren don't know it, they need to. We can't make assumptions anymore that children are learning the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools anymore. We can't make that assumption. So maybe you should be doing it at home, maybe just before dinner, whatever it takes to get these children to understand and know and appreciate the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day. Today I want to encourage people to support with their time and money. One's a group, the other's not a group. The first would be Gun Owners of America. They're the real deal when it comes to protecting your Second Amendment. And, of course, support President Trump with your time and money. Both deserve your time. Both deserve your money. That's your proper tip of the day. We have patiently in a green room my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He is an advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where he consults with foreign governments about archaeological matters. Weekly radio talk show host, author of 10, maybe 11 books now. And his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are we doing today?
Really good. Jim, before the show started, I mentioned that General Mike Flynn has filed a motion to withdraw his guilty plea. I hope that the court grants that motion. The man is innocent. He pleaded guilty because he was boxed into a corner with nothing left. He bankrupted his family resources financially. He was in a corner with the federal government wanting to prosecute him and put him in jail for years and years. And the guilty plea was a way out with the least amount of harm, which included no jail time. Well, the federal government's reneged on that. They're now demanding jail time, which is in violation of the plea agreement they reached earlier. So General Flynn is doing the right thing. He's withdrawing his plea agreement. The man is innocent to begin with, and he only pleaded guilty because he had no choice. And I think that's a good thing, isn't it, Jim?
Well, absolutely, yeah. And that, you know, if you look at all of the other people that were associated with Trump, there again, it was a witch hunt to damage anybody and scare anybody away that wants to be associated with Trump in the future. Like, if you associated with him, if you help him out, we're going to go after you personally. And you can, I mean, there's quite a laundry list of other people who've had their lives and families' lives absolutely ruined. And this was a lot of hatred, and you can't even call it mean. It's just absolutely despicable what they've done to these people. So it's very good, and that has to come back to for
a setup. It was a setup. Hearing.
Yeah, well, yeah, and they were doing that long before the election was won. They were tracking these people, and they wanted to destroy.
What they did, General Flynn was entrapment. General Flynn was at his desk at the White House the second day on the job, I believe it was, the second day on the job. He didn't even have his pictures up on the desk yet or his favorite coffee mug handy. Second day on the job. Two FBI agents called up, and General Flynn thought this was a friendly visit to orient himself with the FBI as his counterparts in national security, that he would give them a tour of what he was doing. And he thought it was just a friendly visit, where, in fact, the FBI agents had a plan. The plan was to entrap General Flynn, cause him to make statements that came from a flawed memory, as opposed to working from notes about when he may have talked to his Russian counterpart, which was his job. That's what he was supposed to do. And then entrap him into making these statements that were not accurate as to what actually happened. No crime took place. If General Flynn was guilty of anything, it was guilty of a flawed memory. I'm not aware of any federal statute that says if you have a bad memory, you're guilty of a crime, Jim. But that's, if he's guilty of anything, it's a bad memory. So this whole thing needs to be reset. The judge, I hope, will grant his withdrawing his guilty plea. And as I mentioned off the air to you a few minutes ago, Jim, I met General Flynn's new lawyer, Sydney, down there in Dallas, Texas, last year. This woman is absolutely brilliant. She's got a very sharp legal mind, former federal prosecutor. This is who he should have had from the beginning, and unfortunately did not. But I see these events as a very good thing, and hopefully General Flynn will be fully exonerated, which is what really needs to happen. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, this is absolutely insane. What people talk about, the deep state, and that's it's a good term, but what we have to start doing is getting names of people who are behind this, because this is not the way this country should run. But my personal career decades ago people have been following me literally for my entire career. Every time my name turns up on the internet, it's taken down or trashed or whatever. And, of course, this sends a signal to other scientists, don't associate with me. So these are the techniques they use. They try and go for your income. They try and go for all those decades where I actually worked as a senior systems engineer in telecommunications. I didn't tell anybody. Nobody knew, because they would have gone after my income. And so I was able to successfully work for 25 years in high security jobs in using my engineering skills, and nobody knew about it, because if they did, they would have gone after my my income. And they did go after anything like my selling books or anything that was visible, they went after. So this is what they do. They try and destroy your life, meddle you up, destroy your family, do anything they can do to dissuade you from pursuing your goals, which is honesty and truth. This Absolutely. Is what they do, and it's going on today. It's going on behind the scenes. I was going to segue also into, I just got an update from a friend of mine who tracks my voter fraud issues, and Tom Fitton just had a video that was released from Judicial Watch. They sent letters to five states who have massive over the numbers are way over the number of people that even live in the state in their voter rolls. And they picked the states, the five states that had 120% over the population of people that can vote, 18 and above.
Let's back up a bit here, Jim. These states had more registered voters than they did people who were eligible to vote.
That's people 18 and over. Yes. That's just raw numbers.
That's just pretty. How blatant can they be?
Yeah. And it apparently started with Janet Reno, where they allowed, in fact, they insisted that they maintain the voter rolls without removing people on a regular basis. So California, Colorado, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and get this, Virginia are the five states with the most people. So this gets back also to the this issue in Virginia that's going on. These people didn't get elected fairly. I mean, they clearly were dealing with massive voter fraud.
Well, yes, I was reading this morning that it was Bloomberg money that got these anti-Democrats. But they... Manipulating an election has become quite sophisticated. They only needed 5,000 votes to get these people elected into these positions. That's all they needed. That's a very small number. And I don't know how many were legitimate and how many were fraud, but that's all it took was 5,000 votes in very targeted areas of these metropolitan areas to get these anti-gun Democrats the majority in the House, the Senate, and, of course, the governor's office.
Right. Yeah, and this is just one state. We're talking the ability right now, the House of Representatives lead or majority is due to basically voter fraud. And I showed this in the 2018 election that the way the people voted would be completely Republican but Democrat on that single office, which is... You know, you could expect maybe a little of that, but on a large scale, statistically, it's impossible. So we're looking at counties in Texas. We're looking all over the country, literally. But those five states that I named is California, Colorado, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Virginia were the highest. You can also look in Dade County. The 10 cheating centers that I identified in my study.
Now, is your study available on your website for people to read it, print it out, and distribute it?
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe so. I should have that posted.
We have a national election here in 10 months, and we really do need that, Jim. So.
What I've done is what happens if you put a PDF, one of the unfortunate things you have to be careful is that people don't get it and then start moving it around and mixing it with other stuff. That's one of the issues with just blind posting things on the internet, on your webpage. But if you think I should do that, I can post it.
I think
that.
It'd be helpful. I'd like to have it on my website so people can read it and print it out and distribute it. Because this information about what happened in 2016, what happened in 2018, needs to be spread far and wide, especially to people who can make a difference to help mitigate and stop the vote fraud. That's who really needs to get it.
Well, and now, I mean, they very much planned on Hillary Clinton winning. It's just that the American public came out in such massive numbers that Trump was able to win. He beat all of the cheating and combined, and I said that before the election. But what I didn't realize, I listed 10 top cheating methods for cheating in a national election. What I didn't realize is the biggest cheating was right at the precinct level with the mail-in votes and just simply changing the numbers, double or triple the number of votes, and then bringing in boxes of votes that were pre-filled out by people. They just sat there weeks before filling out votes, and they had the boxes setting in the corner.
I don't know about other jurisdictions, but in Missouri, the mail-in ballots all go to the county clerk, not to the individual precinct. There's nobody at the precincts to even receive mail. But in Missouri, all the mail-in votes go to the county clerk, which is, there's only one county clerk per county in Missouri, of course. Your report needs to be in the hands of men and women who are in positions to stop this, to make it right. That's why we need copies of it, Jim, so these people can do the right thing for the right reasons.
Okay, well, I'm making a note, so I'll do that. I'll put it on my page, get it to you. And then, I got to mention, John, I've sent this to senators, and a lot of people have seen this. Ted Cruz was having his voter fraud congressional hearing. It was in his hands, and they literally did nothing. I mean, this is not a long involved. It's a two-page PDF, and then you go to the actual election results, and then there's a one-hour lecture that goes along with it that explains the four different methods of reverse analysis, mathematical regression analysis, and how it is performed and how I come to these numbers. But, yeah, Hillary Clinton got 17 million illegal votes, and you can see exactly where they came from. You know, Los Angeles County, the San Francisco, Oakland, Denver, Colorado, Las Vegas, Nevada, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, and Chicago, Illinois. She got over 1 million votes illegally from Chicago alone. And I mean, the list just goes on. Miami-Dade, and
we have a saying for voting in Chicago, Jim. It's been around. I'm fairly close to Chicago. Vote early, vote often.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Chicago's been corrupt for decades with Mayor Daley and Mayor Daley's son, and it's just the corruption continues. There's been jokingly consideration given to a special wing in the Illinois penitentiary system for our former Illinois governors. There's been so many of them incarcerated. It's a standing joke about the number of former Illinois governors who've been convicted of federal crimes and incarcerated.
Yeah, it's corruption in government. Well, it's, you know, where do you go where the money is? It's like a pedophile trying to be the head of a Boy Scout group or something. You know, that's where the kids are, or the government, that's where the money is. And so it's as old as government itself. Even our own United States, when it first started, there were people in there immediately trying to make money off of selling uniforms and creating wars. I mean, it's just the way it was. Opportunists.
Right.
So it's no surprise that there's opportunists. But the thing that's amazing in the United States is it gets down to the local level where actual, you know, your neighbor, the little old lady that lives next door, is down there filling out votes.
Right, right. We'll talk about this more when we get back from the break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
It extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Karen Moore here on Wednesday, say the 15th of January. I will be speaking in Orlando, Florida, Saturday, the 8th of February. Details and tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking in Indianapolis, Indiana, the 1st and 2nd of May. Details and tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website is also linked at my website at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got not one, but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live and to the archives, please.
John, every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. And then also I have my paid cast, $3.95 per month, is available on my webpage, jmccsci.com. All the archives for my weekly radio show are there, commercial free. And so in all the different ways to listen, it re-airs many times. So all of that information available on my webpage.
All right. We got our first caller here. We got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Jim. John, voter fraud. Interesting. I don't know if I passed this on to you or not, but a friend of mine was in line to vote, I guess in the last election here at or maybe it was a 2018 election. But anyway, it was a appeared to be a Hispanic guy that's in line ahead of him to vote. And lo and behold, he didn't have a registration card, didn't have proof of Texas citizenship, especially in the county that he is voting in, or trying to vote in. And they told him to leave. They would not let him vote, and he got a little upset about it. But he pushed, but he left. But it was rather interesting, and he made the comment there was three or four polling places, and he wondered if he was trying to hit them all. But it, we're tied to our driver's license. We got that magnetic slip. We have a voter registration card, and also we have to show a picture ID with current address, and they all have to match up, which there's some people that fuss about that, but I think that's great. I'm not sure if there's something else that we need to do to enhance that or not. But anyway, that, Ed, thanks for taking my call, John, and y'all have a good, safe day.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Appreciate the call. Jim, in Missouri, we every precinct has at least one Republican and at least one Democrat worker at the polls. In addition, we have protocols for people to register and be a poll watcher. They're unpaid volunteers to monitor what's going on and make sure everything's going correctly. That's the system we have here in Missouri. I don't know about other jurisdictions, but that's what we have here in Missouri.
Well, John, the three big methods of cheating, one, of course, is electronic voting machines. But the other one is the mail-in votes are not seen by the average person who's standing there watching people come in and out the door to vote. The boxes, which have already been pre-filled out and sitting there, are not seen by those people. And, you know, so this is invisible to the average person that's at the precinct during voting. That's the problem, is it's so invisible.
Right, right. Well, the mail-in ballots have become an issue, and I'm not sure what it's going to take to get that under control. We'd have to have the same verification that we have for people voting in person. That's the first thing that comes to mind, that we definitely know that this ballot being mailed in is from a real human being and not somebody who's dead or some fictitious person. That would be difficult, but I'm sure there's ways it could be done.
Well, actually, they're not even mailed in. They're just there. That's the issue. They just kind of appear in these offices. And if you remember, there was an election in Florida. It was a close race. It was, I think, either the governor's race or the one of the senators. And they kept bringing in this. They said, well, he still didn't win, the Democrat. So they kept bringing in boxes of votes. And Trump actually stepped in and stopped it. He said, no, you can't do this anymore. And so the Republican won, but that's what they were doing. They had these boxes of votes that were already there. So the people that are cheating, they somehow believe, you know, this is the Lori Loughran mentality, that, you know, you can just do this and, you know, you're special, and what you think is you're going to impose this on other people and you don't care. And this is what I'm saying, this mentality in the United States. My estimate is that right now, if there were a fair presidential election, you could put all of the Democratic candidates on the ticket at one time, and Trump would win about 80% to 20.
I believe so. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jerry Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th of January, here at Republic Broadcasting. Our website is thelibertyman.com. Lots of things there. Articles you can read, videos you can watch, hobby farm for sale right down the road from me. We got new images posted of continents with new coastlines at my website. It's a fun project. And, of course, the energy cleaner. This is my home business. People are surprised when they call my number and I pick up the phone, but I do. If you have arthritis pain, we have a new year ahead of us. You're going to go through the new year with arthritis pain also? Well, you don't need to. If you got an energy cleaner, the arthritis pain will be taken care of. Joint pain, back pain, same thing. You want to start the new year sleeping as good as a small child every night like I do? Well, you also need an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included, American zip codes. You can check out the details at my website or study up on it. Make your decision. Then go ahead and order your energy cleaner, your mattress pad to go with it. And keep in mind the following. I offer, from me to you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee. So you can place your order there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there also. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com, and the call-in number here at Republic Broadcasting is 800-313-9443. Well, Jim, I'm always asking for updates on the wing generator. Do you have any updates for us this week, sir?
None other than we're still taking people's names, and I'm responding to people. If people have not heard back, it's just there's a pretty long list and growing list of people who are writing in showing interest. And so I'm kind of working my way through those. And there's quite a few things I'm juggling. So and also if people are interested in a community, like co-op type of a wing generator, that's something we can offer now also. But I just remind people that the sizes, we're now offering the smaller sizes of wing generators from 2 to 10 kilowatts. And so 2, 3, 5, and 10 kilowatts. And so that would be appropriate for, you know, say a small farm, or actually that's a lot of power.
It is.
And so,
it is.
Yep. Go ahead.
I'm one of those very fortunate people who are blessed to have hydroelectric power at my place. And backup on that is a 10 kW propane genset. But if I didn't have hydroelectric, Jim, I would be placing my order for that 10 kW, because that's ideal for a ranch, a farm, to have all the power you need, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and say you think, well, what happens if the wind does not blow? And there's ways around that. And if you demand power constantly, you know, say you have a shop, you're working at your employment, then we can also, instead of the solution, instead of configuring a lot of batteries, is to get a generator backup, and that gives you really good independent power on a long-term basis. And I prefer the Generax with the or similar other brands. There's some brands that are very inexpensive, but they're self-starting, and they work with our equipment, so that if the batteries get below a certain level, it goes back, tells the generator turns on, and you just don't even know it. And then you just have a big propane tank sitting there, 1,000-gallon propane tank, and you're good to go for a very long time.
Right. Well, that's what I have, is a Generac. And I was a Generac dealer for several years, but I gave up the dealership. But Generac has an excellent reputation for good quality equipment at a good price, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah, and you can get a 10,000 or a 10 kilowatt generator with it'll turn on automatically, etc., for like under $1,000. The Generacs are a little more pricey, but when you're talking about energy for your house long term, it's a really, really inexpensive investment. You know, the ability to have your own energy system there that's reliable. My biggest problem is going to be keeping up with orders and filling them, and you know, doing all the other things that go along with it.
A quick heads up for people who are going to be getting into propane that have not used propane before. First of all, buy your own tank. If you own your tank, then you can shop from 2 or 3, possibly more, different propane companies to get the best pricing. But if you have the tank that belongs to a propane company, any other company is prohibited from putting propane in there. So you're stuck with whatever price that you get from that one company. So if you own your own tank, then you have that ability, that flexibility, to buy a shop and get the best pricing.
As John, some areas there is only one company. You know,
I don't doubt that for a moment. But
for a lot of these people, right, exactly. That's a good advice, though. Shop around, and but the propane is really nice. It's clean. The generators, they run a little bit. Some of the generators now they're making, so they run at the same, you know, their tri fuel. They'll run gas or propane or natural gas. Those are good to have, because you can use gasoline in them also as a second backup. But I don't like having big volumes of gasoline around and the gasoline goes bad. Yeah, the other nice thing about propane is you can let it sit there 10 years and it's the same. It doesn't go bad.
100.
Yeah, a thousand.
As long as it's contained, it will be fine a century from now.
Right.
Gasoline and diesel power generators are just problematic. They need monthly maintenance. The fuel needs to be maintained properly and changed out on a regular basis. Those types of generators are just problematic from the get-go, aren't they?
Well, the other problem with those, diesel and regular gas, is they it's like a lubricant. They clean the lubricant. They clean the oil out of the cylinders on every passage, on every explosion. And propane does not. Propane does not remove the oil, so the engines last almost forever when you're using propane.
That's true. You talk to any mechanic who's taken apart a propane-fired engine, and they'll tell you that no matter how many miles or hours are on it, it looks like a brand new engine on the inside.
Right. Yeah. So that's a great system, and so if you need, some people don't need absolutely reliable power, then okay, get another battery, a second tier of batteries. But for the second tier of batteries, you can get yourself a really nice propane generator. And that's more effective than second-tier batteries. I also have Grid Connect for people who just want a Grid Connect system. So the little ones do not have Grid Connect, the 2, 3, and 5 kilowatts. It doesn't make sense to Grid Connect those.
Right.
But
right.
The 10 above, you can Grid Connect also.
All right. I think we've worked that topic sufficiently for this show, Jim. What direction do you want to go next, sir?
Well, I think, John, there's a lot of hatred in the country, in the United States, and I just got some emails. There's a woman, I think her name is Carla Sterling. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. She's from Florida, and there's some other black women that are running as Republican candidates for fairly high federal offices, Senate and House of Representatives. And the hate mail that they're getting, people calling them racist. And, there's really a lot of ugly attitudes going on in the United States today. And the division in the United States is really extreme. And the news media is firing this, throwing gasoline on the fire, the CNNs and the MSNBC. With their constant haranguement, calling people racist, calling them every other name, homophobic or, the long list of, the Hillary Clinton that drew out of her holster during the election. It's really obscene. And, it's really dividing the country. So this is something that's a real danger internally to our country. And it's not going to go away. These people their brains are twisted. And so you just have to be prepared for this. But I would encourage people, in the right setting, speak out. I would avoid family settings, talking about politics, things like that. But I would also tell people, don't be afraid of people's coming unglued, the Trump derangement syndrome thing. I had a friend of mine who's finally met, and I trust this guy's opinion quite a bit, but when I was still, he was a fan, and he's also a preacher, but he said in the very beginning, he said he noticed that the people that he knew that had Trump derangement syndrome also had problems with their father. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird, thing to say. And as I look at it and I look around at people I know, I find the same thing, that it's like a father figure type of derangement. And they associate Trump with an authority figure. And that's the connection. It has nothing to do with Trump. And so they run around saying Trump is a racist and he's, feminine, anti-women, all this stuff, where there's nothing could be farther than the truth. And like Jesse Water goes out on the street from Water's World, and he interviews people, he say the people say, well, Trump's a racist, and he'll say, name one thing that he did as a racist, and they can't. They don't even know. They're just repeating what they heard on the news. Yeah.
Exactly. They're parroting what they've heard on the mainstream media. It is so shameful. So shameful.
Yeah. And the trouble, too, is that we have a young population that really never was taught to think. They were never giving alternative information in school. The schools, we've talked about schools before, but education is a disaster today.
It is.
And it's so important to have young people grow up with good skills, and they're not.
The basic skill sets for any education is language skills, reading and writing, and mathematics skills, which both have been very, very marginalized in the public school system. I was talking to a gentleman, he teaches science at a private high school, and I asked him if they teach phonics. He said, well, of course we do. I asked him if they teach cursive writing. He says, well, of course we do. The parents of our students demand excellence, and they're not going to tolerate sending their child to a private high school system where phonics aren't taught at an early age and math and cursive writing isn't taught. They simply aren't going to tolerate it, and if the school doesn't teach it, they'll find a school that does, because these parents demand excellence. But most adults in this country under age 40, under age 50 especially, Jim, quite frankly, they no longer have the ability to read for pleasure because they weren't taught phonics, and reading for them is difficult. It's physically painful. It's not fun. Therefore, they don't read for pleasure, and that is such a tragedy, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. And then the other thing about even private schools is they're following the same curriculum. They have to be accredited. They follow the same curriculum as the public schools. So you're dealing with science that is absolutely off the wall bogus. You have people like Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's supposedly a great physicist. He's actually a tier two scientist, that, you know, a textbook repeater basically, who's got the camera, and this is what's being taught in the schools today. It's really a tragedy. And it fuels, this is a big, big, massive system, and it fuels the tens of thousands of people who, say, work at universities and get their living, their money to travel around and write papers and study. This is all funded in one kind of closed system, and there's no entry into this system. That they use the tact that only respectable university accredited people are allowed in, and it's a tragedy. It's an absolute tragedy, and they're stuck on a few themes like the Big Bang and black holes and all of this. None of it could even possibly be true. There's really no evidence, and just like with biological evolution, they're missing the main component, like missing mass in cosmology or the missing link in evolutionary biology. They even admit it. They don't have data. It's just a theory that's been imposed on everybody since the time you were three. And so, you know, news media repeats it, and if everybody repeats the same thing, then life's good.
Absolutely. Well, another part of what's flawed science is the flawed theory of Darwinian evolution, that one species, given enough years, can become a different species.
Right.
And which it will forever remain a theory, because there never has been, never will be, any evidence that a species has become a different species given enough time.
Well, John, just imagine, let's just look at ape to man. There would have to be thousands of iterations between ape and man. There's not a single one. They're talking about the missing link, singular. Like there's one animal one day that somehow transitioned from ape to man, and then all of man came out of that. It's so absurd. There would have to be tens of thousands of iterations, and there should be bones and parts of bones and skulls laying all over the place. There's not a single one. They're looking for the missing link.
Right.
Do you know how ridiculous that is? And they, since there isn't any, you know, that's what is presented. And what Darwin did is he noticed some changes within certain animal types, like birds or, you know, and he went to the Galapagos.
It's adaptation, where a moth can adapt to the bark of a certain tree to mimic the bark of a tree. That's not a species becoming a different species. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here. Jim, we got a couple of callers. Let's see if we can get them in before the show ends. They're both from West Virginia. First, we have Kevin in West Virginia. Good morning, Kevin.
Hello, sir. You guys were on the topic of science, and it spurred me because I haven't heard it, you know, since it was released over the weekend. I don't know if you guys have seen it or not, but Tom Papert with National File came out with an article as well as a 20-hour video of the World Health Organization and as well as the UN admitting that vaccines are hurting people, harming people, and that their cover-up is starting to slowly fall away, as well as the health professionals, the front line is quote-unquote wavering. I didn't know if you had seen that or had heard about that or have even talked about
that. I saw the headline, yes, Kevin. Yeah. Jim, you got any follow-up?
I had not seen that. Please forward that. That's so important. I am hearing more and more parents saying that they look at their kids and they're like motionless. They just sit there and stare. They don't do things that babies should be doing. And they, boy, when those babies are little, they're already slamming those shots in them. So that's right. It's something that we got to get information to parents. Absolutely. And they, you know, the states, the schools, there's a story that Oregon, I think, they won't let kids into school until they've been vaccinated. I mean, this is under duress. People are being forced to get vaccinations. One other thing is you can no longer get a tetanus shot. They require that you get tetanus, diphtheria, and what's the other one? The DPT shot. You can no longer just get a tetanus shot. So, I mean, there's this whole industry has to be really ripped apart and soon. So that's very big news. Forward it to John. John, if you could get that to me,
too. I'll get it to you, Jim. Yeah, the article's been in the alternative media. Anything else, Kevin, before we move on?
I will say this. You guys were talking about physics there for a little bit for Neil deGrasse Tyson. I agree with your statement that he's part of an agenda, part of pushing this quote-unquote fraudulent physics towards people. I have a degree in physics. I'm also blind, too, and it's kind of weird because you were talking about with the education system and people not reading for fun. Now, I got to read with my finger, you know, and I like it. I think it's interesting learning Braille. To me, yes, it was a challenge, but at the same time, it's another skill that I picked up. And I can read in the dark whenever the grid goes down, if it ever, you know, I hope it doesn't. But, you know, that's another skill. You know, that I think that other people, even though it's for me, for people like me who's blind, I think you guys ought to, you know, learn other ways to communicate.
Oh, interesting. But that's I learned sign language when I was a little kid. We got a book and learned sign language and also Indian sign language, which is different. So, interesting comment. Thanks.
Have a great night.
It looks like we lost Al. Al dropped out. Well, it was a fast hour, Jim. Here we're down to the last 60 seconds. What word do you want to leave these folks with today?
Well, just on my webpage, I have a number of things. I have the shipping containers. I now have a subpage for the shipping containers where you can see all the information and pricing. The wing generator, you can email in, and then I respond. And then also I have my water study. Send me your zip code and water company, and I will tell you what's in your water.
Oh, that's great. Jim, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week.
And by the way, John, by next week, the Virginia rally will be over.
That's right. Historic event. Okay, we got a top of the hour break. We're back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.